Social Security Administration Publication, Windfall Elimination Provision, 2025, Publication Number 05-10045, February 2025, produced and published at U.S. taxpayer expense. Introduction. The Social Security Fairness Act, signed into law on January 5, 2025, ended the windfall elimination provision. For more information, go to Social Security Fairness Act, Windfall Elimination Provision, WEP, and Government Pension Offset, GPO Update, and subscribe for the latest updates. Introduction. A law that affects your retirement or disability benefit. The Windfall Elimination Provision, WEP, can affect how Social Security calculates your retirement or disability benefit. If you work for an employer who doesn't withhold Social Security taxes from your salary, any retirement or disability pension you get from that work can reduce your Social Security benefits. Such an employer may be a government agency or an employer in another country. Public Law 98-21, Social Security Amendments of 1983, enacted April 20, 1983. When your benefits can be affected. The following provisions can affect you if both are true. You earn a retirement or disability pension from an employer who didn't withhold Social Security taxes. You may be eligible for Social Security retirement or disability benefits from work in other jobs for which you did pay taxes. The WEP can apply if one of the following is true. You reached age 62 after 1985. You developed a qualifying disability after 1985. If the latter applies, you must first have become eligible for a monthly pension based on work where you didn't pay Social Security taxes after 1985. This rule applies even if you're still working. This provision also affects Social Security benefits for people who perform federal work under the Civil Service Retirement System, CSRS, after 1956. We won't reduce your Social Security benefit amount if you only performed federal work under a system such as the Federal Employees Retirement System, FERS, FERS. Social Security taxes are withheld for workers under FERS. How it works. Social Security benefits are intended to replace only some of a worker's pre-retirement earnings. We base your Social Security benefit on your average monthly earnings adjusted for average wage growth. We separate your average earnings into three amounts and multiply the amounts using three factors to compute your full primary insurance amount, PIA. For example, for a worker who turns 62 in 2025, the first $1,226 of average monthly earnings is multiplied by 90%, earnings between $1,226 and $7,391 are multiplied by 32%, and the balance is multiplied by 15%. The sum of the three amounts equals the PIA, which is then decreased or increased depending on whether the worker starts benefits before or after full retirement age, FRA. This formula produces the monthly payment amount. When we apply this formula, the percentage of career average earnings paid to lower paid workers is greater than higher paid workers. For example, consider workers aged 62 in 2025 with average earnings of $3,000 per month. They could receive a benefit at FRA of $1,671, approximately 55% of their pre-retirement earnings, increased by applicable cost of living adjustments, COLAs. For a worker with average earnings of $8,000 per month, the benefit starting at FRA could be $3,167.50, approximately 39% plus COLAs. However, if either of these workers starts benefits earlier than their FRA, we'll reduce their monthly benefit. Why use a different formula? Before 1983, people whose primary job wasn't covered by Social Security had their Social Security benefits calculated as if they were long-term low-wage workers. They had the advantage of receiving a Social Security benefit that represented a higher percentage of their earnings. They also had a pension from a job for which they didn't pay Social Security taxes. Congress passed the WEP to remove that advantage. Under the provision, we reduce the 90% factor in our formula and phase it in for workers who reached age 62 or developed a disability between 1986 and 1989. For people who reach 62 or developed a disability in 1990 or later, we reduce the 90% factor to as little as 40%. Some exceptions. The WEP doesn't apply if you're a federal worker first hired after December 31st, 1983. You're an employee of a nonprofit organization which was exempt from Social Security coverage on December 31st, 1983. This does not apply if the nonprofit organization waived exemption and did pay Social Security taxes, but then the waiver was terminated prior to December 31st, 1983. Your only pension is for railroad employment. The only work you performed for which you didn't pay Social Security taxes was before 1957. You have 30 or more years of substantial earnings under Social Security. The WEP doesn't apply to survivors' benefits. We may reduce spouses' or surviving spouses' benefits because of another law. For more information, read Government Pension Offset, publication number 05-10007. Social Security Years of Substantial Earnings. If you have 30 or more years of substantial earnings, we don't reduce the standard 90% factor in our formula. See the first table that lists substantial earnings for each year. The second table shows the percentage used to reduce the 90% factor depending on the number of years of substantial earnings. If you have 21 to 29 years of substantial earnings, we reduce the 90% factor to between 45% and 85%. To see the maximum amount, we could reduce your benefit. Visit www.ssa.gov/prepare/government-and-foreign-pensions. The maximum reduction in 2025 is $613 a month. Table number 1. Year 1937 through 1954. Substantial earnings $900. 1955 through 1958. $1,050. 1959 through 1965, $1,200. 1966 through 1967, $1,650. 1968 through 1971, $1,950. 1972, $2,250. 1973, $2,700. 1974, $3,300. 1975, $3,525. 1976, $3,825. 1977, $4,125. 1978, $4,425. 1979, $4,725. 1980, $5,100. 1981, $5,550. 1982, $6,075. 1983, $6,675. 1984, $7,050. 1985, $7,425. 1986, $7,875. 1987, $8,175. 1988, $8,400. 1989, $8,925. 1990, $9,525. 1991, $9,900. 1992, $10,350. 1993, $10,725. 1994, $11,250. 1995, $11,325. 1996, $11,625. 1997, $12,150. 1998, $12,675. 1999, $13,425. 2000, $14,175. 2001, $14,925. 2002, $15,750. 2003, $16,125. 2004, $16,275. 2005, $16,725. 2006, $17,475. 2007, $18,150. 2008, $18,975. 2009 through 2011, $19,800. 2012, $20,475. 2013, $21,075. 2014, $21,750. 2015 through 2016, $22,050. 2017, $23,625. 2018, $23,850. 2019, $24,675. 2020, $25,575. 2021, $26,550. 2022, $27,300. 2023, $29,700. 2024, $31,275. 2025, $32,700. Table number 2. Years of substantial earnings and percentage. 30 or more, 90%. 29, 85%. 28, 80%. 27, 75%. 26, 70%. 25, 65%. 24, 60%. 23, 55%. 22, 50%. 21, 45%. 20 or less, 40%. A guarantee. If you receive a relatively low pension and that pension is fully or partially based on earnings after 1956, where you did not pay Social Security taxes, there's a law that might help you. In most cases, we won't reduce your Social Security full retirement age benefit by more than half of your pension amount. For a more detailed estimate of how the WEP guarantee may affect your Social Security benefit, please visit www.ssa.gov/prepare/government-and-foreign-pensions to access the WEP online calculator. Note, legislation, Section 419C of Public Law 108-20, the Social Security Act of 2004, requires state and local government employers to provide a statement to employees hired after January 1, 2005 or later, a job not covered by Social Security. This form is the SSA-1945 form. Medicare. If the retirement or disability benefit that you receive is not enough to cover the entire Medicare Part B premium, we will use your benefits to offset the cost of the premium. After all credits are applied, we will bill you for the remaining balance once a year. Contacting us. The most convenient way to do business with us is to visit www.ssa.gov to get information and use our online services.